Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wall Street wipeout.
Fear is driving the market. Investors don't know where to go with their money.
Targeting the abortion pill.
Seeing a huge increase in demands.
Vaccine limits.
There is a complication of blood clots in people who get the J&J vaccine.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, investors are brushing themselves off after a rough one on Wall Street. Stocks had their worst day in 2 years, one day after the best day in 2 years. What went up came tumbling down. The Dow lost more than 1,000 points. The Nasdaq lost about 5% of its value. Adam Koons of Winthrop Capital Management.
The market is in an enormous amount of uncertainty, and uncertainty is one of the biggest killers of any market. And so the fact that we are uncertain about what inflation is going to do, what the Fed is going to do, and then ultimately how that impacts global growth is what's really driving markets.
The Senate will vote next week on a bill that would codify abortion rights into federal law. It's largely a symbolic step since Democrats don't have the votes to pass it. The laws on abortion pills vary from state to state. And as CBS's Janet Shamlian tells us, if Roe versus Wade is overturned, access for many women could disappear.
Our rights are not.
Medication abortion is seen as the next battleground in the abortion battle. 19 states have already banned telehealth abortions, requiring a clinician be present when the woman takes the medication. Some lawmakers want to mandate 3 appointments, the consultation and one for each of the medications. In other cases, women are using overseas providers like the Aid Access in Austria, which sends the medication from pharmacies in India. Christy Pitney is a telehealth abortion provider licensed to prescribe the pills in 5 states and the District of Columbia, and says interest has soared.
Monday was 1,290 visitors. Tuesday was 38,530 visitors. So it's really significant.
The FDA now says only people who can't get another COVID vaccine should take the single Johnson & Johnson shot because of the ongoing risk of rare but serious blood clots. People can still specifically request the J&J vaccine. White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha on CBS Mornings.
It happens about 3 in a million, so very rare. So what they're suggesting is that given that people have good alternatives, Moderna and Pfizer, they're strongly recommending that people get those instead of getting the J&J.
Well, soldiers and civilians trapped in a steel plant in southern Ukraine could be facing a last stand. CBS's Charlie Daggett has new details.
Rescue teams somehow managed to evacuate almost 500 civilians. Yet the gun battles have continued, and a Russian separatist commander says Ukrainian forces have run out of ammunition. By the 9th of May, we'll try to take it all, he said. That's Victory Day, when Russia celebrates the defeat of Nazi Germany. Conquering Mariupol for good would hand President Putin a badly needed trophy at a horrific human cost. Survivors describe a living hell, and many are psychologically scarred by their ordeal, International Red Cross spokesman Chris Hanger told us.
They've not seen the sky for over 2 months. The moment that they got out, they saw their city destroyed.
Pentagon correspondent David Martin tells us about an American contribution to the Ukrainian effort.
Officials confirm intelligence provided by the U.S. helped the Ukrainians sink the Russian cruiser Moskva Last month in the Black Sea, the U.S. gave the Ukrainians intelligence about the location of the ship, but was not involved in the decision to attack it.
First Lady Jill Biden is bound for the Ukrainian border to meet with refugees.
It's so important to the president and to me that the Ukrainian people know that we stand with them.
She'll also see American troops in stops in Romania and Slovakia.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Rudy Giuliani, former President Trump's point man in the bid to overturn the 2020 election, will not be interviewed today by the House committee investigating the Capitol attack after all. The committee says Giuliani wanted to keep a recording of it, but that was never agreed to. He remains under subpoena. In an interview for Sunday's 60 Minutes, former Trump Defense Secretary Mark Esper says a White House advisor not only floated the idea of sending a 250,000 U.S. troops to the southern border, he got the wheels moving at the Pentagon.
We had developed a plan, initial concept of how this might happen, and I was just flabbergasted that not only was the idea proposed, but that people in my department were working on it.
Esper says he scrapped the plan, and in a new book, he asserts Trump asked about possibly launching missiles to destroy drug labs in Mexico. In Israel, police are hunting two Palestinian suspects in a stabbing spree near Tel Aviv that left three people dead and four hurt.
We have a helicopter with us, and we are setting roadblocks in order to catch him.
It's believed the suspects came from the same West Bank town as others blamed for a string of recent attacks. There's word the man who tackled Dave Chappelle during a Hollywood Bowl performance will not face felony charges. It will be misdemeanor counts against 23-year-old Isaiah Lee, who police say was carrying a replica handgun with a folding knife blade. Splashdown off the Florida coast.
Welcome home. It's been an absolute honor to support you on your mission, Endurance crew, and thanks for flying SpaceX.
Three Americans and a German returning from the space station in the same SpaceX craft that brought them up back in November. Well, dementia can be a prison for those who have it, but as we hear from CBS's Peter King, in the Orlando area, some restaurants are trying to give them an escape, one meal at a time.
Dennis Doliak's dream of dementia-friendly dining started with one restaurant based on his experiences with his late wife, Nancy, a memory care patient.
We had a great opening in January of 2020, and then 6 weeks later, COVID hit.
Now, the townhouse is one of three restaurants with special days, hours, and an isolated room for patients and their caregivers. Manager Mariah Skelly.
We've handpicked out specific servers to take care of them. We've chosen soft-spoken, very friendly, smiley servers that'll be perfect for this type of job.
Dennis has trained them and says that smile is the key to keeping it all fun and stress-free.
You must try to get their eye contact and keep their eye contact with your smile.
Peter King, CBS News, Oviedo, Florida.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ms. Pac-Man is chomping her way into immortality.
More than 40 years after blazing a trail for female video game characters, Ms. Pac-Man has officially been inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. And it's about time. She made her solo debut in 1981 and has since become one of the biggest selling arcade games of all time. Select the style. Ms. Pac-Man joins Dance Dance Revolution, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, and Sid Meier's Civilization in this year's Hall of Fame class. The Hall considers electronic games of all types every year. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
At Chicago's O'Hare Airport, as a United Airlines jet was taxiing after landing on a flight from San Diego, a man opened an emergency exit, walked out onto the wing, and jumped to the ground. The 57-year-old California man was stopped and taken into custody. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.